Good morning, folks. This is your captain speaking.
Technorama.
Remember when?
Technorama.
On this day in tech history.
Tech.
And now, the news.
Tech.
What the chuck?
Technorama.
Welcome to Blockhead Video.
Yeah, my kid wants one of those Tribble starter packs that are all the rage. Do you have those around here?
Over there, in the media corner.
Technorama.
Hold my beer and watch this.
Unfasten your seatbelts and disregard all safety rules. Here are your flight crew, Chuck and Craig.
Hello, Technorama listener, and welcome to another special episode where we make fun of Star Trek. This started as a tradition back in 2007 when Craig and I were driving from San Francisco to Los Angeles. If you've been listening that long, you know what we're talking about. We whipped out the iPod and started making fun of Wrath of Khan while we were driving. We weren't watching, but we knew the lines well enough that we could do this. So we thought, let's make this an annual tradition. Yeah. And it hasn't worked at all. So once in a while we get together.
Well, it's been a tradition between us. We've done it several times, but nobody's actually heard what we did.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
Or in some cases, microphones forget to get turned up, and we have months of therapy from watching bad Star Trek movies. So we have changed up a little bit. We're going to switch from watching a movie to an episode. This time, it's the original series, This Side of Paradise. With me is, of course, Craig Stepp. How are you, Craig?
I'm good.
And Clinton Alvord from Comedy Forecast?
I'm good.
And my lovely daughter, Julie.
I'm good.
I just got here.
That's sad. Her voice is deeper than ours.
So without further ado, let us begin with Star Trek, the original series, This Side of Paradise.
Ooh, those special effects are great.
Whee!
Cue the xylophone.
Testing buttons, Captain.
What would you like for lunch, Captain? Dramatic music! A planet!
A planet! What are the odds of us going to a planet?
This wasn't on the...
Omicron SETI 3,
sir. Plan.
Omicron SETI 3 in sight.
What, did somebody put a couch there?
Yeah, that's...
SETI. I've been transmitting a contact signal every 5 minutes
as ordered, sir. Make it 3 minutes.
Yeah, but who ordered you to do that? I didn't know you did to do that.
She's a self-starter.
Yes.
Mr.
Spock. That's my name.
Don't worry.
150 men, women, and children. What are the chances of survival?
Sorry.
Absolutely none, Captain.
That
Earth's
sucks.
Old rays are such a recent discovery. We do not yet have full knowledge of their nature.
But yet they've been there for
it
3 years,
however,
and they're a recent discovery.
Disintegrates
can,
under exposure.
Can you just
Sandoval's
give me a yes or no answer? Brian,
you're
is loud.
Those people.
Let's reiterate here.
A place knowing they might not survive.
Yeah, like
I'm
New York.
I'm saying they knew there was a risk. And what about us? Can we afford to send people down to the planet's surface?
Absolutely. No problem. As long as they're wearing red shirts.
We can risk a limited exposure.
You gotta leave right now.
We've established orbit, sir.
That would make for a short show.
Thank you, Mr. Painter.
Let's get some red shirts.
Mr. Spock?
Again, that's my name.
Five to accompany me to the planet's surface.
Make sure to include some red shirts.
They're all walking right around the bridge. You can't miss them.
I want them in 10 minutes.
10 minutes?
What do you mean by want them?
And now?
That's unrealistic.
Meanwhile, the Paramount back lot.
Where the groundskeepers apparently quit.
Look at the pattern of their shirts. Gold, blue, gold.
Hey, that's neat.
No red shirts.
This is
all do.
But Johansson in the back, he doesn't stand a chance.
He brought a spare shirt with him.
Ah, boys camp. I used to come here every summer.
Really? If you want to say hello, anybody here, that would be fine. You might find somebody.
Yeah.
Pastor O'Donnell?
Forget personal property. Just walk around and help yourself.
Mr. Ed? Anyone?
Oh, damn, the petting zoo's closed.
Mm-hmm. Another dream that failed.
No, it's a farm, Captain.
It took these people a year to make the trip from Earth.
No,
they came
we're fine.
All that way.
No, we're here. We're fine.
Yo, look
and
behind
I,
you.
Hardly that.
See?
Ah!
Right here.
Oh, that's cat-like reflexes.
Welcome to Omicron SETI 3.
SETI? Oh, I thought it was SETI. Omicron SETI 3?
I'm Elias Sandoval.
Went to the wrong
they're getting their own dialect, okay? After a year. Who's the goon with the hoe?
We haven't met her yet.
Yeah.
Hoe! The final frontier. Yes. These are the voyages of the Starship
Watch
Enterprise.
Out for those stars! Oh!
Exit Sage Wright.
Weren't there words to the song?
There were words to the song because Gene Roddenberry did words to the song, so he would get paid credit And he would be given credit and therefore paid every time the song was played because he was the co-author of the music. And Alexander Courage was really not a big fan of that plan.
Ah.
He's the person that actually wrote the music.
Starring William Shatner.
And
one other guy.
Nobody else.
Also starring Leonard Nimoy. And the rest.
I think Spock's name is actually really Mr. Spock.
Oh, I can pronounce that.
I've got two tickets to paradise.
Captain's log, stardate 3417.3.
3417.
We thought our mission to Omicron SETI 3.
Omicron SETI. Okay, that's too many pronunciations.
We expected to find no survivors of the agricultural colony there.
Except these Air Force cadets.
Our information was incorrect.
Look, they dress all alike.
The need for speed. 4 years since we left the Earth. We've been expecting someone for some time.
We only left with one set of clothing.
Our radio didn't work properly. I'm afraid we didn't have
and
any
farm
radio
implements.
Master its intricacies.
Actually, Mr. Sandoval.
Now,
Sandoval,
could these guys be any closer together?
Didn't come here
I mean,
because of
in
your
my space.
Silent radio.
It makes little difference.
Back
Captain.
Off, man.
You're here. We're happy to see you. Come,
I'm a Federation
show you our
guy.
Settlement.
Bye-bye.
He's touchy-feely, too.
Bye-bye.
For speculation, just an educated guess, I'd
here we
say
go.
That man is alive.
Hey, thanks, Zoidberg.
Wow.
This planet is being bombarded by Bertholdt rays.
Great observation there, skills, Mr. McCoy.
Oh, he's got better diagnosis later.
It's safe for a week, if necessary. But...
Who wants to stay that long?
Yeah.
These people shouldn't be alive.
Let's just beam back and blow up the planet.
Possible that they're not?
Not real?
You shook hands with him, Jim. His flesh was warm. He's alive. There's no doubt about that.
Medical
also,
diagnosis
no
number two.
The fact that Bertholdt rays are incontrovertibly deadly. There's no miracle connected with the doctor, you know that.
Damn you and your
cures,
logic.
No serums, no antidotes. If a
no
man
fine.
Is exposed long enough, he dies.
Gentlemen, they're debating in a vacuum. Let's go
Hoover?
Get some answers.
Electrolux?
How are they breathing if they're debating
Hoover.
In a vacuum? How's anyone hearing them if they're debating in a vacuum?
I've been working on the picket fence. I'm going to make a birdhouse. Oh, there's no birds here!
Welcome to my futuristic cabin,
there's
Captain.
There's no grass at the house, but there's grass everywhere else. Bertholdt rays must hate this house.
We stopped designing new houses a long time ago. We just stuck with what we had.
Just a little something we threw together, you know, draperies, early American furniture.
Tea set.
Your curb appeal sucks outside, though.
There's a little house on the prairies out. They're not filming today, so we're going to take their set.
Not to suffer the fate of expeditions that went before us.
It's Nellie Olson.
Oh, it's Lady.
Oh.
Cue the music.
Can't you just picture some dude in the corner with the flute?
That's McCoy.
Look at the shock on his face.
Yeah. I was looking at the carvings of the donkey
this
on the wall.
This is Layla Colomi, our botanist. It's Captain Kirk, Dr. McCoy, Mr. Spock.
I'm Captain Kirk.
Mr. Spock.
She stole my lighting.
Spock.
Awkward.
It's been a long time.
Not long enough.
Did you see his pupils dilate?
Such emotion in his face.
Back and forth with
oh,
the camera.
I thought you meant her.
Camera angle?
Saw his lip quiver.
Camera?
Mr. Sandoval, we do have a mission here. Examinations, tests. By all means, make them.
Turn
Mr.
Spock.
Yeah,
no way.
Mr. Spock wants to do an examination.
Our philosophy is a simple one, that men should return to a less complicated
And that
life.
Would be?
We have few mechanical things here.
Okay.
No vehicles, no weapons.
No boats, no lights, no
we
motor
have
cars.
Harmony here.
Not a single luxury.
They have harmony here.
We'll try not to.
No.
We don't have harmony here.
We
That's
don't.
Why we're not on Omicron Suitor 5.
All the harmony's
three.
There.
Let's leave these two lovebirds
Let's
alone.
Wander off.
Awkwardly.
Well, well, well.
Deep subject.
What the... Exactly, are we looking for anyways?
Psst, who knows? I'm looking for a place
right
to...
Right there. Right there. Look.
I'm looking for a place to prop myself up.
Look.
Oh,
no,
my.
No, no.
There.
I wouldn't know what looked right
I'm
or
Mr.
wrong.
I'm Mr. GQ.
Oh, my. Hey, let's check this out.
I don't care what...
Oh, it's a charger.
I don't care. Yeah. I don't own this barn. I'm just going to open it.
What is
Let all the horses out.
Yeah, it's just about then the Duke boys oh, decided to take a little ride.
Who let the horses out?
Come to think of it, we haven't seen any animals. No horses, no pigs.
They ate them all.
No newts, no microbes.
Ever.
Nothing.
You've known the Vulcanian.
Vulcanian?
Vulcanian, yes. Well,
6 years ago.
We threw him in the volcano.
I did.
Volcania.
That is really creepy.
How did he?
Someone doesn't do good at pottery. Fox Nothing matches. Were never expressed
to me. She carries her own hair light around.
He has none to give. Even outdoors. He has none?
Would you like him to stay with us now?
Oh, it's too late
for
that.
He is one of us?
Perhaps.
There is no choice, Elias.
Oh.
He will stay.
Oh, we faded out. I don't have any lines.
No lines.
No, I cannot
sit
talk.
There and look
no,
stupid.
No, they have to pay me. No.
I get the hell out.
That'll be all. Thank you very much.
Yeah, whatever.
I won an award for my bedside manner. Not here, though.
Anything? I've examined 9 men so far.
They're all alive.
A carving of a bear. 59. They're all in perfect
condition. They don't responses. Have plastic, okay? That's
heart,
supposed
lung,
to be their honey.
Excellent. Coordination.
But there's no bees.
Excellent.
Oh.
Reflexes.
That excellent. Makes it difficult.
They brought the honey with them 3 years ago. They brought the honey with them 3 years ago.
Spock here, Captain.
There seems it's mostly crystallized by now.
With the proper angle, this would make a great wallpaper for Windows XP.
As I'm staring straight into the sun, my Vulcan eyes shield my brain from signal.
But results are inconclusive.
Very well,
how come nothing's blowing but you hear the wind?
Well, it's the episode.
No animals. That's peculiar. Yes, especially in view of the fact that the records of this expedition indicate that they did have
some. Can you look at me, Jim? Can you look at me, Jim?
Eye contact.
Apparently, can you look at me? Why are you looking at the wall?
I'm the captain. I don't have to look at you.
Captain, I've been looking for you. You haven't seen our fields and crops.
I'm
sure they look. I'm sure they look like the ones on Earth.
We walked by them.
It sounds like so much fun. Let's go.
How am I ride a pony?
What a shame.
Too soon.
He promised to throw away his shingle.
Well, you'll find no weaklings here.
So McCoy has
except
shingles.
This one, right, Captain?
This is the reason,
this
Captain.
Is dirt.
This fertilizer.
This soil will grow
okay, we're
we
both going to work right around this one plant.
It's a perfect world.
Pretend you're home.
We have a moderate climate.
Yeah.
Moderate rains all year
round. I get this side. How you been? I'm set on this side. Okay.
Apparently, there was no Amish consultant on this episode.
Biology report ready, sir.
Well, I have work to attend to myself, Captain.
Tour's over.
Take your dirt and leave.
Go ahead, Lieutenant.
Still working on this plant.
I heard Sandoval saying that
I'm concerned about this plant.
That's true, sir. They've got a variety of crops.
It's not going to make it.
How much?
Potatoes, beans.
Make your point.
I'm going over the dinner menu.
Agricultural.
Sign me up for 2 plates.
We have very little acreage planted. There's enough to sustain the colony, but very little more.
Ooh, well, we're
no
in
export.
Trouble.
It's like a jigsaw puzzle, all one color.
Guess who's not coming for dinner?
Okay, wow. Mash set, please. Get out of the shot.
Kirk here.
This is McCoy, Jim. I think you'd better get back here.
We haven't met before,
but... But I'd like you to see this for yourself.
On my way.
Dun, dun, dun.
Can't these guys do anything on their own?
Green and gold, medical colors.
4 years ago when the expedition left Earth. He registered scar tissue on his lungs.
Now, I wonder, did he come into the room and just strike that pose?
That's right.
Major operations.
Kind of like Sulu did up on that board.
Hang on. Okay, I'm ready. Start talking.
Yeah. What is Kirk thinking at this moment?
I'm awesome.
That, man. Not more
there's
than two
one
hours
woman
ago.
On this planet and Spock gets her. What the hell is wrong with this episode?
He's thinking, I can't hear you, McCoy, because I'm too awesome.
That's right.
No. I thought of that, and I tested it on myself. It
wash that thing.
Those two broken ribs I had once. It did not record the scar tissue on Sandoval's lungs, but it did record a healthy appendix where one was supposedly removed.
So those grow back all the time. What's your point?
He grew a talking.
These are
stand up. You're behind the grass. Stand up. Can't see you, Spock.
You can't see me. I'm camouflaged.
I'm hiding.
La 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 la.
Ninja Spock.
Stop staring at me. I'm trying to hide.
Fix that fence, will you? Explained.
Please do.
I'm fine. How are you?
I've never understood the female capacity to avoid a direct answer to any question.
I'm fine. How are you?
And I never understood
you. What do
you
mean by that?
Until now.
No touchy. No touchy.
Oh, bad touch. Bad touch.
That hurts.
There was only the face you allow people to see.
But isn't his
only one
heart,
side
like,
allow
on the side of his ribs?
One of them.
Yeah, so...
No special lighting?
Boiling his green blood.
I would like to know how your people have managed to survive here.
I'm fine, how are you?
I missed you.
See?
Logically, you should all be dead.
Special lighting.
If I tell you how
the day's still
survive,
young.
Will you try to understand how we feel about our life here? About each other?
No.
I make no commitments.
Emotions are alien to me.
Alien.
Quack, quack, quack.
It's a joke.
He's a real comedian.
Not me. Come.
Take my hand. Come with me to the land.
I shall refuse your hand. Take this
Don't
gesture.
Step on the tomato.
Yeah, well.
Oh no, I think there are two tomatoes.
The horn section really got paid well.
It's a
she should have been acting out.
Mr. Sandoval, in the hour, I received orders from Starfleet Command to evacuate.
You're creeping us out. You're staring at them out in the garden.
She should have been back an hour ago.
We will have accommodations for you aboard the Enterprise.
I really should change these curtains.
No.
And the carpet.
And this picture on the wall.
What is that?
It's not an arbitrary decision.
Did they bring that
part,
with
sir.
Them or paint them? Paint it while they
I
were there?
I have my orders.
They brought all this artwork. It's very valuable.
We're
it came from all the hotel.
All this art for a dollar.
Bertol raised you.
Starving artist had a closeout sale.
Can't you understand? Doctor,
That's
how
mine.
Can I make you understand? Your own instruments have shown that we're all in perfect health.
Your no saxophone, here? Your violin, they all show
What about
this?
Your animal? We're vegetarian.
Your instruments.
That doesn't answer my question, sir. Why did all your animals die?
We're vegetarians.
Captain, you stress very unimportant matters.
Like
but
food.
I love that horse.
Oh, really?
You will not leave.
I think
so suck it up.
Crazy.
She should have been back an hour ago.
Somebody get the
it's
plant out of the
further.
Shop.
Yeah.
Okay, you stay on the side of the plant.
The nature of
stay on that side of the plant.
Its basic properties and elements are not important. What is important is it gives life. Peace.
Are you sure you stay
love.
In the shot.
Oh, sounds like Landry.
Driving.
Don't let the
love is alien to me.
Once known
no, no,
in
don't
the vernacular.
The, no, don't let the, no. Okay.
You they should have fired the camera guy on.
It's a Happy New Year plant. That's what we call it. Why do you call it that?
I was one of the first to find them. The spores.
The s'mores? I love s'mores.
3, 2, 1.
Happy New Year!
I hate celebrations.
Okay, okay, no more surprise parties.
Now,
are you one of us yet?
Oh,
I can hear the voices in my head.
Oh, that's a tricorder cost.
That is an important prop, mister.
Confetti does not compute.
It shouldn't hurt.
That's what the doctor said.
Please don't.
I'm sorry, I'll never throw you a surprise party again.
I am not like you.
Immediately.
Hair light.
I hear music playing.
You know, once you hurl, you feel better. He did look a little green.
I see things differently.
He always looks a little green.
I see things differently now.
Now you belong to all of us.
Hey, I'm tripping, man.
He really is.
There's no need to hide your inner face any longer.
He licked the toad.
We understand.
Where are the magic mushrooms? Can feel you.
Simple feeling.
I love you.
I can't shake this feeling anymore.
Ooga chaga, ooga, ooga.
I can't fight this feeling anymore.
Oh, I'm saved. Yeah.
He's got that green saliva.
And now a word from our sponsors.
Supplemental. We have been ordered by Starfleet Command to evacuate the colony on Omicron 3.
Omicron
3?
The colony leader, is completely Elias gone out of Sandoval,
budget cuts.
Has refused all cooperation.
That's because Khan said, no more SETI Alpha.
Hey, paint that wall.
Captain, your arguments are very valid, but they do not apply to us.
That baby.
Being unreasonable. Well, nevertheless, excuse me.
There's no excuse
Somebody
for you.
Somebody fart?
My orders
Push
are to
comes
remove
the shove.
All the colonists. That's exactly what I intend to do, with or without your help.
It's got an echo.
Without.
Without, I should think.
With or without.
Why is he being so difficult?
Would you like to use a butterfly net on him,
no,
Jim?
No.
Yuck, yuck, yuck.
We've checked out everything.
Go in with the comedian again. Join him at the improv.
You're a doctor, not a comedian.
Not even that.
I want landing parties to coordinate the
colonists. More parties! Yay!
Wait a minute. Someone's missing.
Accommodations aboard
One, two, three, four.
Where's Mr. Spock?
I need 26 balloons.
We haven't seen them since we began our trip.
They don't ask about the other guy. There were six.
Johansson is gone too, but nobody gives a rat.
Maybe I missed that.
Spock, see the landing parties, will you, Mr. Sulu?
Yes, sir.
Spock.
Plot point.
Spock.
Where are?
That one looks like a dragon.
Bouchka wow wow.
And where did he get the jumpsuit?
It's complimentary.
From the spores.
On Berengaria 7.
Made that up. Berengaria only has six planets.
You got me.
Four rainbows.
I thought I put call waiting on.
You know, I can tell you exactly why one appears in the sky.
Please don't.
It's in every textbook.
That right now.
It's always been out of the question.
Gee, Spock, it's in every textbook.
Not
and
here.
Wikipedia.
Now, let me tell you why the sky is blue.
And where your lighting comes from.
Well, that no one knows. And where that music keeps coming from, too.
And why are there belt loops on this jumpsuit?
So many questions. Wow, boy, he's really desperate.
Spock, is that you?
Yes, Captain.
His demeanor changed like a second. Spock! Is that you?
I don't believe I want
Captain Kirk.
No, really?
Spock, I don't know what you think you're doing. Well, this is an order. Report back to me in the
whimsical music.
10 minutes. We're evacuating all colonists to Starbase 27.
No, still? I don't think so.
You don't think so what?
Honey?
I don't think so, sir.
That'll show him.
That's what I was looking for.
Well, burn!
That's more like it.
Report to me immediately.
I got other plans. Talk to you in a minute.
Spock!
I'll talk to you in 23 seconds.
I love those shoes.
Chucks. Those are Chucks.
Those are worse than Chucks. Those are Spock.
Dialogue on the page. Spock.
Oh, my Spock.
Excellent scriptwriting. I think we got an Emmy here.
I thought you said you might like it if you mellowed a little.
I didn't say that.
You said that.
Not exactly.
I said you should get some pot.
Ooh.
You might be in trouble.
So yes, we're rushing off to save him.
How many shadows can we have in this scene?
Well, how'll you find Spock?
There are lights everywhere.
The frequency is open. It'll act as a homing device. Contact the cell. Have them meet you here. Make sure the landing party works in teams of two. I don't want anybody left alone down here.
Dun, dun, dun.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I don't get a dramatic sound.
There he is.
He's put it on auto destroy.
Whoa. This tree. Oh.
Odd.
I don't recognize
what
that
was
laugh.
That?
Now let's use our zoom vision in our eyes to see closer. Hold on. Wait for it. $6 Million Man style.
Nothing says Star Trek like Spock hanging from a tree.
Monkey Spock.
He's speechless.
Back to that dialogue.
Spock?
Mr. Spock.
Spock.
Spock. I got the water
Spock,
heater.
Spock.
Has anybody ever counted up how many times used Spock throughout the whole
drinking game? Already a water heater here. You put that other one back.
That they brought. That's very
nice. Take a good close look at these, Doc.
Yeah, really close.
Now take your mind off unwrapping those presents that they put down there.
A little rubbery. And this is entertaining. How?
He's gonna start singing the Bilbo Baggins ballad.
Bilbo Baggins.
Yeah, you're a Vulcan mind.
I didn't want to, Jim.
You're smiling.
Yes, I can see that.
That's irrelevant, Julie. It has nothing to do with the plot.
Smell me. You'll have to come back with us to the settlement and prepare to transport up to the ship.
I don't want to
There'll
either.
There'll be no evacuation, Jim. But perhaps we should go back and get you straightened out.
Straightened out?
Mr. Spock is under arrest, and he's in your custody until we get back to the Enterprise.
You'll eat your vegetables, and you'll like it.
Well, he's a vegetarian, so he's all set.
Ah, we're going to go through this again when you meet my brother.
Doop-doop-doop.
How'd he get up there?
How'd the branch get up there? Yeah, it's the old Cybok syndrome. Happy New Year! It's Festivus.
And it's fast acting, too.
I've been glittered.
Mr. Sulu understands, don't you, Mr. Sulu?
No, he's always that way. You'll soon find out.
I see that.
Oh, my.
Of course we can't remove the colony.
I'm feeling incredibly happy.
DeSalle, give me a kiss.
The other guy's like, yeah, whatever.
He has no
I'm happy, too.
Yeah, can't you tell?
We're all going back to the settlement.
My emotions have changed so much since the last scene.
I can see the captain is going to be difficult.
I think we're all in agreement. The Klingons thought so, too.
They need to weed those things. Oh, look, another patch of those things.
Ready to beam up.
Hiya, Jimmy boy.
Where did the accent come from?
Very touchy-feely in this episode.
All you got to do is just relax. Doctor's orders.
How many of those did you beam up?
I'm going to make me some fried chicken.
And some beans and whiskey.
Doc, I'm ready to energize. Everything okay with those plants?
This is the captain. Beam me up.
Well, sure, if you want.
I most certainly do.
Why?
Energize.
Yes, I do. I want.
Is everybody on this planet high?
Lieutenant, put me through to Admiral Comac at Starfleet.
Just finished sabotaging it.
I'm gonna have to fly this thing myself.
Those green earrings don't go with the red. I'm sorry.
Follow standard procedure. That's an order.
Oh, I know it is, Captain. But you see, all communications are out.
I'm not very good at my job.
Out?
Don't throw your staff members around.
Except for ship to surface, we'll need that for a while.
Don't forget your fan for your fan dance.
It's really
You'll find out later.
Yeah, let's not talk about that.
Yeah.
Send you a present.
It's a plant!
That'll help.
Okay, so he threw it. It's lying down, but somehow... Wait for it.
Well, you have to wait for the next scene for it.
We're all in line to get spores.
Yeah.
And to see Shatner.
I heard Stan Lee was here today.
Yeah.
Back to your stations.
I'm sorry, sir. We're all transporting down to join the colony.
I said get back to your station.
Oh, sir.
I'm the extra who talks.
This is mutiny, mister.
Why?
He's a red shirt.
Yes,
just
sir.
Kill him.
Yeah.
It is.
Not all miss him.
I agree.
Unnecessary zoom!
And now another word from our sponsor.
I think that's dramatic zoom.
Stardate 3417.
What planet are we on now?
Earth. No.
The pod plants have spread spores OS3. Throughout the ship. Carried by the ventilation system.
It's better than OS2.
Under their influence, my crew is deserting to join the Omicron colony.
Who's
in an orderly
again?
Fashion.
Yeah.
Okay,
I don't know why.
Let's go down because we're happy now.
How can I
Everybody's
get
happy.
To explain the physical psychological.
I'm happy. Yeah. Let's go.
I'm not interested.
Been waiting 2 hours for this ride.
It's only 3 minutes long, you know.
We all perfectly healthy down here.
Down
I've heard
here.
That word a lot lately. Perfect. Everything's perfect.
Yeah, that's right. That's just what it is.
I bet you've even grown your tonsils back.
Sure enough. Hey, Jim boy. Y'all ever have a real cold Georgia-style nut julep, huh?
I have.
I need your help. Anything at all to give us a lead on what these things are, how to counteract
them. So you're going to be
just
a bartender, huh?
Who wants to counteract paradise, Jim boy?
Oh, yeah.
Phones. Phones. Press the button again.
It's like the old phones.
Almost.
Just the simple comforts of life that we brought.
I'm very pleased. I'm landing on board the
ship. Matched cops.
Where's McCoy?
Off to create something.
I'm going
to
fight every one of you.
Are they forming a coffee clutch?
Yeah.
That's a drink, Jim.
They're having book
Captain,
club.
Why don't you join us?
In
your own private
these.
Paradise. The spores have made it that. Where
can
did they originate?
Join our book club.
It's impossible to say.
What
they
are you reading? It's impossible to say.
They finally landed here. You see, they actually thrive on Berthold rays.
There were space pods before there
the
were space spores.
Plants act as a repository for thousands of microscopic spores.
We're
until
all
they find
snatched.
A human body to inhabit.
He's going all sciencey on us again.
Wait. He just said a human body to inhabit.
That's
yes, well,
paradise.
You know, don't think about it too much.
If
we have
they,
no need or want
if
captain,
they
it's a true Eden, Jim.
Reproduced by spores, why were they ever pods?
And no, where do the new flowers come from?
We weren't meant for that.
Well, the spores,
mommy and
of course.
Daddy flowers?
Man, you see,
here comes his speech. No ambition, no
desire to be more when two flowers love each other very much.
Yeah, what we need is a challenge.
You don't understand, Jim.
I understand, Jim, fine. Around. Oh.
Sooner or later.
We gotta dump enough flowers on your head.
Please. It's like tribbles, only different.
If you're going to San Francisco, put a flower in your hair.
Dramatically leaving now.
Whatever. Whatever. Can't fly this thing myself.
Oh. No flower on the floor. No flower on the floor. No flower on the floor.
Yeah, but there's cookie dough on the console.
Yummy.
And there's a hubcap underneath Spock's console, which we'll get to later.
And now we get to see all the buttons. All the buttons.
I just realized I don't know what any of these do.
I just realized no one does.
I was gonna say, they don't either. Maybe you should cross-train yourself there, Kirk.
Totally alone.
You know what? I really didn't study all that at the academy.
Mr. Spock? Oh, wait.
Yeah.
Suddenly cheating on the Kobayashi Maru seems like a bad idea.
Biochemistry lab.
Should have focused somewhere else. Eh?
Security. Is there anyone on board? This is the captain.
Nope.
No one on board, Captain. Well, there's get something
this,
on board.
Get these crickets out of here.
But how can I be a captain with no one to lead?
Yeah.
My whole identity. Who am I?
I shall captain myself.
Should I be allowed to sit in this chair?
This is Lur from Omicron Persei 8.
I don't need others to be awesome.
Omicron SETI 3 is not in our jurisdiction.
Casual.
Captain's log, stardate 3417.7. Except for myself. All
pause.
Crew personnel
pause.
Have transported to the surface of the planet.
Pause.
Mutinied.
Pause. Pause.
Lieutenant Uhura has effectively sabotaged the communication station.
Pause.
Sabotaged.
I can only contact...
Sabotaged. Kim, someone has done sabotage.
Ship can be maintained in orbit for several months, but even with automatic controls, I cannot pilot her alone.
Pause. Oh, the great Captain Kirk can't do everything. Is that the point?
He's going to get out and push.
I am maroon here.
Maroon!
On a desert island.
Can't fix
no flower on the floor
I
yet. I'm looking.
Blah, 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 blah.
I'm looking. The room, it's not there.
The Roomba came by and cleaned it up.
Okay, then explain this next shot.
Hashtag First Federation problems.
Just how big this ship really is.
He's deep.
It's so quiet.
I don't know how to get my crew back.
Big boy, stay quiet. Big boy, stay quiet.
How to counteract the effect of the spores.
If I talk to myself enough, I can convince myself.
I don't know.
Have you tried syrup of Epicac?
Or mint julep.
Same thing. The way McCoy makes them.
Must. You're the puppet.
One tin soldier.
La, la, la.
Happy New Year!
I love
now
a party.
I fade away.
Where did you come from, Magic Flower?
I'll never tell.
Yes. You have to have paper things in your
hair. I see it now.
Enterprise to Mr. Spock.
Yes, Jim. What is it now?
I've joined you. I understand now.
Wonderful, Jim.
Excellent.
When will you beam down?
There's some things in my
quarters
I want to
pack. Wasn't she wearing...
Good. Layla and I'll meet you at the beam down point.
It was always a skirt.
No, she was wearing pants.
It's a pants skirt.
Why does he need to pack? He gets a jumpsuit
exactly.
when he gets there.
Yeah.
I like how they're all the same shirt.
Samsonite, makers of fine space suck luggage.
Actually, McCoy doesn't end up with one of those green jumpsuits, does he?
Still working on them. They had a couple spares.
Oh, I see.
Did you get the combination? 5321.
That's the same code to, for the
self destruct.
second prize in the science fair. Third grade. It was great.
Why have I kept this all these years?
He was a gymnast.
And, why is it red, white, and blue?
Never liked gymnasts.
Samsonite of the future.
So long, Samsonite.
I'm gonna beam my clothes down. I'll meet him in a minute.
I can't carry my clothes with me.
I thought you said you didn't know how to run the ship.
Something.
Oh, this
dramatic
is where
lighting.
Vader
now.
Got this. This is a
yes.
Vader moment.
Yes.
Vader moment.
Here we go.
No.
No.
No way.
Is this where he turns green and tears up the ship?
Because I broke the transporter.
I defeated the spores.
I am as awesome as I thought I was.
Violent emotions needs
pause.
Anger.
And
yeah,
I must go,
and
I need to tick everybody
paprika.
Off.
Paprika, some thyme. I think we got a recipe here.
Salt and pepper.
Yo yo yo, salt and pepper's
now,
here.
Don't look directly at the speaker when you talk. There you go.
Captain's log supplemental.
It works better when you speak into the microphone,
the
Captain.
He's an indirect speaker.
It's like this.
Captain's log supplemental.
Yeah.
There's something very interesting
much
on the wall.
Stronger than the ordinary human being.
If he looked right at it and was speaking,
aroused
his awesomeness would melt it.
Oh. Fair enough.
He's saving it.
For the next scene.
Indirect awesomeness.
Enterprise to Mr. Spock.
Spock here.
It's Jim.
We're waiting at the Teletubbies' house.
We've been waiting.
I've been packing some things, and I realize there's some equipment here that we should have down at the settlement.
No technology,
you know,
remember?
Well, this is important stuff, you know. My razor.
You want me to beam up a party?
I don't suspect a thing.
I think you and I can handle it. Why don't you beam up now?
Just a moment.
I will.
Peace
now.
Of land.
I don't suspect a thing.
Do you mind?
Yes, I mind.
Seemed legit.
You're always going out with your friends now.
Kirk seems legit to me. Okay.
Spock's been winked.
Ready to beam up, Jim.
Look at the size of that
so
microphone.
So am I.
I will kill you.
I'm also ready for you to beam
wow,
up.
Rage.
Where did he get this?
All right, you mutinous, disloyal,
let's get it on,
computerized half-breed.
Are the
we'll
stunt doubles ready?
Yeah.
Wasn't this the premise of the Star Trek 2009? He had to make him mad?
Yes.
He's an old head at it now.
You've fallen like for this one too many times, Spock.
I'm having deja vu all over again.
Well, I'm Spock Prime. No, that's the other Spock.
The Zachary Quinto Spock?
Yes.
Of course you don't understand. You don't have the brains to understand.
Maybe those
are
the stunt doubles we see in the shot, or as you know, Zach Pine and Chris Pine and Zach Quinto.
Captain, if you'll excuse me.
What can you expect from a simpering, devil-eared freak whose father was a computer and his mother an encyclopedia?
Your father was a hamster and your mother...
My father.
Oh, the other way around, right?
Your
father
was
a K-Pro and your wife
like
and your mother was Wikipedia.
Ambassador from a planet K-Pro. Of traitors.
Well, it's an old 60s show, I suppose.
So what necessary slash unnecessary part
you're a
is
traitor
just
from a
wheeling
race
around
of traitors.
Here in this pipe?
I was wondering where he got that from also.
Rotten, like the rest of your subhuman race, and you've got that.
It was an unnecessary piece from the engine.
To make love to that girl.
We haven't gotten to second base yet. Give me a break.
That's enough. Does she know what she's getting, Spock? A carcass full of memory banks who should be squatting on a mushroom?
See, this
what?
Is just...
On a mushroom?
What? You love as a man. You belong in a circus.
Right next to
the
JoJo.
Starship.
Dog-faced boy.
Right next to the dog-faced boy.
I hate that dog-faced boy.
Yeah.
He taunted me as a... And a bearded lady.
And the monster
doubles.
And the mobster claw man.
Oh, paper cardboard set. Stunt
double.
Stunt double.
Stunt doubles.
Stunt doubles.
Ow.
The
and
shelf.
A shelf of nothing.
The AV club already beamed down to the planet.
Had enough?
No, I could go on 15 more minutes. How about you?
I realize what it took to get under that thick hide of yours. Anyhow, I don't know what you're so mad about. It isn't every first officer who gets to belt his captain.
Like it just thinking, what a couple of
several
jerks.
Times. did that to me deliberately.
No.
Wow.
Believe me, Mr. Spock.
Your quick study, Spock.
It was painful. In more ways than one.
What?
You're gone.
Don't worry, there's plenty more on the ship.
So sad.
Aren't you still in the ventilation system?
Yep.
You said they were benevolent and peaceful. Violent emotions.
That's who keeps calling me from the Policeman's Benevolent Society.
I had to make him angry enough to shake off her influence. That's the answer, Mr. Spock.
Are you on spores?
That may be correct, Captain. But trying to initiate a brawl with over 500 crewmen and colonists is hardly
logical. Sounds like a lot of fun.
And a Patrick Swayze movie.
Better get busy.
New Roadhouse 2.
Space Roadhouse.
It's my way or the Omicron City way.
It's my way of the Milky Way.
Let's get to work. Captain.
That's me.
I'm sorry.
Striking a fellow officer is a...
So the spores are gone. How come this didn't automatically change immediately back into his regular uniform?
Well, if we're both in the brig, who's going to build the subsonic transmitter?
Logical.
It is quite logical, Captain.
I'm awesome.
She's looking up the sky waiting.
Well, Spock's gone.
You fell for it, McCoy.
Great. Spock's out of the picture. McCoy starts moving in already.
They had some equipment to be moved. But it's been so long. I wish you'd come back.
No,
he's moved on.
I think I can fix that for you.
Spock, jump.
Oh. Enterprise?
There's the hubcap. Yeah. We've got some Radio Shack circuitry and
Enterprise,
an ashtray.
I thought I saw
an Altair in there.
Oh, there are pants.
Get her lighting ready. Get her lighting.
It's Layla.
Layla.
I was worried something might have happened to you.
Your accent
worried.
Is slipping. Oh, can I fake it?
I was hoping something had happened to you.
Yes, everything's
I'm
a lot easier.
Well.
Fake sincerity, you've got
can
it
Can I come
made.
Aboard?
No.
I've never seen a starship before.
Sure, just jump really high.
Kirk will meet you with a pipe in the transport room. Don't think anything about it.
There's the doctor there.
I hope you're not very strong.
No questions.
See, if they actually beamed up everybody two at a time, point. Kirk could just work it out after a while.
This is a great job. I get to strike all the staff members. Just think of it as a performance review.
Got a flask in his hand? What is he holding there?
I think Kirk Ms. wants to hit
Crony
on everybody.
It's Miller time.
Oh,
Craig. Should you talk to her while she's still under the influence of the spore?
Even Sulu.
I'll be back
oh
shortly, Captain.
Meanwhile, a Green Hornet episode is playing right off the screen.
Weren't they filming Batman about this time, too?
Yes.
The next soundstage over.
Every once in a while, I hear it through the wall.
Old Chum. Pow!
Zamp!
Nice wallpaper. Who picked that out?
It's like marble.
I think somebody sneezed.
Who did he beam up Layla?
Aww, Spock. Where's the luggage?
Wuss. She noticed he's not himself. He forgot his
special
drug.
You're no longer with
drug.
Us, are you?
What clued you in?
I felt something
oh,
was wrong.
My music, it's back.
Hey, yeah. Careful with those hands sure. Where you're feeling something's wrong.
Hey, now.
Come back to the planet with me. You can belong again. Well, come back
What's
with me,
What's the point
please?
Of beaming her up?
My cheeks hurt from smiling.
I can't.
I must turn away so I can have my own lighting.
I love you.
Yeah, yeah.
I said that 6 years ago and...
I want you
I
to
can't
leave.
I seem to stop repeating myself.
Blah, 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 blah. Spock's thinking this probably was a bad idea. I shouldn't have beamed her up. Never mind.
Couldn't
go back.
Spock's character actually is pretty good with the women, you know? He's had...
He's
had good luck,
there.
Too.
We couldn't have anything together anyplace else.
Well, there's
well
also,
that was the other one.
There's also
well,
that woman in there when they go back in time.
I,
and
I
the
can't lose
came.
You now, Mr.
Yeah.
Spock.
Yeah.
I can.
Oh, and his wife on Vulcan during Amok time. Yeah, we know how well that went.
Yeah.
She ended up with Stan either way.
Oh, those violins are getting really high.
Can I call you during the bonfire?
A couple more years.
And we all have to live in them.
Spock, you're very poetic.
We're missing the dramatic
noise. The violins get to with dogs so it can hear them.
Jeez. Spock is deep. You haven't died.
Suck it up.
Not only you. I've lost all of it.
Yay!
Spores.
Three down, one to go.
I've lost them too.
Well, do you remember where you put them last? What were you doing when you had them?
Emotions. She's reached that certain age when women change. The spore influence.
This is for my good?
Why, yep.
Do you mind if I say I still love you?
Knock yourself yes. out, sister.
No skin off my ear.
There's nobody on the ship.
Latex off my ear.
There is no skin on that ear.
Told me he had another name, Mr. Spock.
It's Bob. Bob Spock.
I see a glimmer of a smile. Or is that just gas?
Couldn't pronounce it.
It's
and Bob.
You can call me Bob.
You can just call me Mister.
Oh, someone left the red light on the corner. The
red planet?
Yeah. I'll not hear this, of course.
Ashtray, circuit.
Sensation of feeling it.
Pipe?
Somebody had put itching powder on their skin. Precisely. Now it should begin to work on their nerves in a few minutes.
Let's close this up for no reason.
Cue the xylophone.
So we can't reverse this later.
Sorry, Giselle. What do you think you're doing?
I said I was sorry.
Nice wooden
like
shovel there, Sulu.
If you hadn't gotten in my way.
Hit him with it. Yeah.
Yes! Just like the sci-fi channel.
These shovels are ineffective. Drop them.
Amish rake fighting on at 7 o'clock.
Ooh.
And neither of them really knows how to fight. There's no punches being thrown.
He's punching at the dirt.
Yeah, he was punching the ground next to his head. Take that.
Banana peel! It sounds like when you get closer and closer to the end of Asteroids.
There's your mojito. Mint julep.
Well, Doctor, I've been thinking about what sort of work I could assign you to.
I don't work.
Obviously,
work?
You're not a good bartender.
What sort of work? I'm a doctor.
Not anymore, of course. We don't need you, not as a doctor.
Burn!
Oh,
no? Oh. You've been eliminated. We're downsizing.
Like to see just how fast I can put you in a hospital.
I am the leader of this colony. I'll assign you to whatever
based
work I think is suitable.
Based on how well the other
suitable.
Guys fight.
Just a minute. Better make me a mechanic. Then I can treat little tin gods like you.
Fine, you're a circus clown.
Oh,
right?
Oh, sucker punched.
Wow. McCoy's lightning fast.
You are a circus clown.
And he's still holding his teeth.
In his...
Oh, not nail.
In his clear glass that he obviously made himself because you make everything
I don't know what made me do that.
He's fashioned it.
I think it was Dr. Phil that made you do that. Or Jerry Springer.
How did that make you feel?
No accomplishment.
And there's
no
the
progress.
Wind again.
Yeah. 3 years wasted. We wanted to make this planet a garden.
Well, you did. You made it a garden.
You can't stay here. You can't survive without the spores.
Very good. We established that 30 minutes ago.
After you've cleared at the starbase, you could...
Guess what, Kurt? Guess what I figured out. No, we figured it out.
It depends upon what you want.
I use my vast medical knowledge to determine.
They can't stay here.
We might get some work done. The work we started out to do.
School
making
teacher?
Jumpsuits.
Oh. Well, they just keep inhaling
spores.
Enterprise. It chirps there.
Enterprise.
Spock here. Broken.
This is McCoy. Sandoval would like to talk to the captain. Just a moment.
Now, captain's really not taking calls right now.
In, rather contritely, I should say. Sandoval wishes to speak to you.
Put him on the speaker. Kirk here.
Oh, Captain. As I understood it, you were to transport
us to Starbase
27.
No, hold it from the base, not from the antenna.
We'll give you every cooperation. Wrong,
Start making preparations, Mr. Sandoval.
It's like the iPhone 4. It could short out at you at any moment.
As soon as more of our crew checks in.
I just uprooted a bunch of happy people. It's a good day.
I can hear the smugness off of him.
Richard's back.
And what would you like for lunch today? I recommend the turkey Cuban sandwich.
Actually, I'll take the chicken salad. All an
absolutely thinking, what's a whore doing? She sabotaged everything.
A fringe benefit left over by the spores.
And good bye-bye. Riddance.
Bye-bye.
Put it in our six.
Well, that's the second time man's been thrown out of paradise. No, no.
Such the optimist.
I told you so.
Maybe we weren't meant for paradise.
Maybe we weren't meant.
Maybe we were meant to fight our way through.
We walked out of that one.
Claw our way up. Scratch for every inch of the way.
And then maybe.
Maybe we can't.
It's a lot of maybes.
To the music of the lute. We must march to the sound of drums.
We need more metaphors. More metaphors. We need to fly our own balloon. We need to climb the mountain. Omicron
SETI. We need to sniff our own. Never mind.
What?
What did I say about it, Captain?
We need to roll the paper.
For the first time in my life, I was happy.
I don't think that's true.
All the memories of other Vulcan kids taunting him at school are coming back. Thank you, DC Fontana. Gene, the writing machine.
Well, bye.
3, 2, 1, warp out. Maybe not.
No.
Stalled.
He popped the clutch.
Well, there you go.
Wrap up.
This is the wrap up?
That's yeah. Your cue.
That was fun.
Yeah.
Okay, thanks for joining us.
Wait, we gotta watch the scenes. There's the scene where Spock punches the captain.
Oh.
Happy New Year. Remember good
there's
party.
Mid-spore spray.
Good times. Yeah, well, wait, what?
That wasn't in
this. Oh, that was in the medieval dungeon. Don't you know?
That was where he went in the sewers. And
Edith Keeler.
This is where they're making the furniture for the set.
That look on Spock. It's like one of the monkeys.
I am Baylock.
Enjoy the Tranya. I'm here all week.
And you can't have the show without the Green Girl.
This week production.
Grandma will be home from church a moment, and then we can turn off the TV and stop babysitting Grandpa.
All right, well, there you go.
Thank you, everybody. Hope you enjoyed this half as much as we did, because that's about how much we enjoyed it.
That's right.
I didn't want to turn all Bilbo Baggins on you.
I know, I was just waiting for you to... Yeah.
Take care, and until next time, binary high five!
Oh, wait, I just noticed Julie's wearing a red shirt.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no.
She may not survive.
101.
101.